Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I'd like to welcome you to Little Swatara this morning. We're very blessed to have Mr. Dean Lingle with us this morning preaching while Pastor Matt is away on vacation with his family. I was not given any announcements this morning, but I see in the bulletin that I will highlight next Sunday, August 12th, is anointing, and it will be available at both services. And Pastor Matt is starting a new members class, so if you're interested in joining the church or transferring your letter of membership to this church, he'll be starting a class on the 12th and the 19th, and that's all in your bulletin. August 13th will be every member council. We'd like to invite everybody to attend and discuss the church business with us that evening and help make us some important decisions. The list of agenda items for that are in your bulletin as well. If you have any other announcements, I don't see any. The Sunday the 19th is the Youth Sunday, where the youth will be talking about NYC. It's also going to be the Sunday where they do the annual conference report at Sunday school, so make sure you put that on your calendars. Don't miss that. All right. If there's nothing else, I'd like to invite you to sign and pass your register in the pew so we know who's here, and then we're going to join in hymn number 117. We're going to have an usher come around to share joys and concerns, anything that you'd like the church to be praying for. There are a couple in your bulletin listed for continued prayer, and I would like to just offer a little thanksgiving that I have a job. I finished college and I have a job, and I thank everybody here who prayed for me,
and keep going because I take my boards on Tuesday.
I'd like to just share a joy. Yesterday I got to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Camp Sotara back at camp. They've had a weekend of celebration, and it was just a joy to be able to be a part of that celebration and to visit with people and hear the stories of camp. And then I just want to raise up Ruth Hoover. John called this morning to say that she was admitted to Good Sam Hospital for pneumonia and an infection. So keep Ruth and keep John in prayer as she's going through this struggle.
Certainly prayers for safe travels as many of us are going on vacation this time of year. All right. So if we don't have any more joys and concerns, please bow your head and pray with me. Merciful, wonderful God, we thank you for everything that you have brought us. We thank you for the many blessings that have come from your grace and wisdom. Camp has celebrated 75 years of helping kids and letting our people get closer to your creation, God, that you made for us to enjoy, and we certainly do love to do that. So we thank you for camp and the 75 years you've allowed them to do what they do so well. We'd like to pray for the Cacalico Church, God, this morning, that you be with them and all that they experience and all that they're doing as they pray for other churches. We'd like to pray for Ruth Hoover and Scott Campbell and Chuck Nutter and Sharon Hill, Sam Forey, John Zimmerman Jr., and Ruth Conover, all people that need your touch right now, God. They're feeling not so well, and we need the ultimate physician, the greatest God, to be with them and place a hand of healing over them. And just lift them up, God. We lift them up with our prayers, as we do so well as a church, that you would heal them and make them better, or bring them home to you, God. We thank you this morning that the rain has stopped. We pray that you would send some of that rain over towards California, where they're not having a lot of rain and are facing some rather challenging wildfires out there. We pray, God, that you just be in our midst this morning and that you continually bless us as we praise you in the weeks to come. Amen. Please join me in supplement number 4, Count Your Many Blessings. So our theme this morning seems to be praise and blessings, doesn't it? Our response to the offering is going to be hymn number 119, Praise God from whom all blessings from, and I'd really just like to reflect a little bit upon that today, as I feel that personally I've been blessed in so many ways recently. I was able to attend National Youth Conference and work with the youth, and just God moving in my life, and I feel that you all should have experienced some of that also. The rain has stopped, the sun is out and shining today, and we just have so much to be thankful for. So praise God from whom all blessings flow, and I hope that you would like to share your blessings today with the church and all those who we can help bless. I'd like to invite all the children to come up and hear a children's story this morning. Hi, guys. It's great to see you this morning. So I have some things here with me. Do you know what this is? A maraca. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's the sound it makes. You're good at that. What about this? Can we kind of wave it around and dance with it? Yeah. Yeah? All right. How about these? Do you know what these are? Yep, bongo drums. And what about this one? You see it a lot. It's in your pews. Bible is close, almost. You see the Bible in your pews, too. It is a songbook. I was going to say, this one has music instead of scripture. All right, so How do you think we use all these things in church? Why do we sing in church? Any ideas? To praise God. Awesome. Do you know that almost everywhere sings in church? You know that some places they dance in church? They wave ribbons around and they get up in the aisles and they get really excited. They praise God with dancing. Are there any other ways you can think about praising God? What?
Music.
Yep, we do a lot of that here in church. We sing music. Does God take delight when you do good things? Yeah. Could you do good things to praise God? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. What about when do you think we should praise God? Just on Sunday mornings?
Anytime.
Anytime. Great. Even when you're feeling sad and upset? Mm-hmm. Yeah. God likes it when we praise him all the time, because even though we're sad and upset, he takes care of us and he gives us good things. And just like this rainy week, he knows the sunshine is coming eventually, right? So pray with me. Can you put your hands together? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the many blessings you have given us, and we just hope that you can move us, that we can truly learn to praise you like those congregations that dance and get all excited, and even those that sing really loudly and beautifully like we do on Sunday mornings. So just be with us and help us to keep praising you even in the storms and the rainy weather. Amen.
Good morning. It's great to be here in the house of the Lord. I'm not used to preaching two messages in the same morning with the same one, so some of you get to hear it twice and you say no, but the Lord's good. Amen. All right, we're going to be alive today praising God, and I just want to tell you a real quick story. I was at a concert Friday night, and there were songs. It was a Christian concert, but they were praising God, and there were a couple times they jumped. My jumping now is going in my tiptoes. We don't leave the ground anymore. You know, we're solid on the ground, solid on the rock, but I don't jump anymore. If I tried, there'd be chaos. Well, it's good to be here. As far as Lil Swatara, I preached here many years ago. It's been a while, but one thing I do frequent here, though, is the preschool care. My grandchildren have gone through here, and now I have another grandchild coming through here this coming year. Can't wait to, I don't pick up every day or anything, but I'm looking forward to that. Kids always love your preschool. Awesome preschool, by the way. It's just great. I just love when they stand in, or sit in line, you know, waiting to be picked up, and they're so polite, and so the teachers do a tremendous job, so praise God for that. Before I read the scripture, I'm just going to say, I read a book that really inspired me about today's message. It was written by a guy named Watchman Nee. How many of you ever heard of Watchman Nee? Okay, one or two of you, okay? He was a person born in China, and he was persecuted severely. He died in 1972, but he wrote a book on the book of Ephesians, and I knew this, but on the book of Ephesians, but sometimes, I don't know, when you read something, I like, oh, I like this part, then I like this part. But sometimes, Watchman Nee talked about, hey, look at the whole book. And the whole book is broken into three categories, Ephesians 1 to 3, Ephesians 4, chapter 1 through chapter 6, verse 9, and Ephesians 6, 10 to 14, which we'll talk about later on. But we're going to look at this book of Ephesians today. Ephesians 1, 3 to 23. I'm going to try to read a little slower. Sometimes I read too fast, so got to slow down sometimes. But there's two words that I want you to really pick up when I talk about them. The words in him. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which is freely given us to the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us, with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who are the first to put our hope in Christ, might be the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. You know, just, you know, read these verses, but just when you think of the power of that, and you were included in Christ. When you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation and mine. When you believe, you are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance unto the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, or that you may know the hope in which he called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is holy, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. We all have different titles in our life. I'm not sure what you went to school for. Was it nursing? Nursing. My daughter, she's a nurse right now. She's not working right now because of having children. But, you know, I was really looking forward to the day that she'd be known as a nurse. Nurse Ashley. But I'm also going to say about myself, I had different titles when I grew up to where I am now. I mean, I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I was called Dean. That's my name. At one time, believe it or not, Russ, I was called Dean the Bean because I was so skinny as a string bean. Things have changed. But I was given different names, and then later I did coaching. So I was Coach. And I was a basketball player at one time, not a good one. I was also known as a player, but also a bench sitter. Football player. And again, a teacher, so I was known as Mr. Then I became a pastor, so I was known as pastor. And, you know, someone asked me the other day, what's the difference between a pastor and minister? It's the same, but when you have a church, then you're the pastor. And minister is just, you can be a minister of the church, but pastor, that's the title, you are the shepherd of that church. But we have different titles, but we have different identities. I like to talk about the identity that I proclaim today for myself, and I proclaim for you, is my identity in Jesus Christ. I'd like to read one verse, again, verse 3. It says, and again, we talked about, Sven, talked about the theme is blessing. No plan of attack today. It just worked out. All the theme was on blessing. The verse I picked out, I'm theming today, is on blessing. I wonder how that works. Do you think God works in mysterious ways? He's always on target. Amen? Amen. All right. So as praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, again, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Again, he's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. How many of you are blessed today? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. I'm blessed. I really feel blessed. Does that mean life's easy? No. How many find life easy? Raise your hand. Doesn't work that way, does it? But that does not mean we're not blessed. And then Barclay has a commentary, William Barclay has a commentary about what spiritual blessing is. Now, sometimes we look at blessing as our wallet, our house, our parents, our children. William Barclay writes this, God chose us, that's you and me, to bless us with blessings which are to be found only in heaven. Only in heaven? There are certain things that man can discover for himself, but there are others which are beyond his obtaining. A man by himself can acquire a certain skill. For example, you're going to have your boards and you're going to pass them. Amen?
Amen.
All right. A certain position can amass a certain amount of this world's goods, but by himself, he can never attain to goodness or to peace of mind. God chose us to give those things which alone he can give. You can never find peace. You can never find true goodness on your own. You know, I see many people going through difficult times. People that were going to pass away. People that are ready to pass away. People that knew they were going to pass away. And somehow, they had peace. How does that work? You can't do that on your own, can you? It only can be God who can totally give you peace. So today, as we go through the message, are you blessed with every spiritual blessing because you have the peace and joy? I'm going to talk about a couple later on, which I met with yesterday. But one thing about this couple, they struggle with the word joy. Do we identify with joy? Do we identify with love? This first chapter, chapter 3, talks about spiritual blessings, but the first three chapters talk about our identity. What is our identity? How do we line up with God? The first thing is that Watchman Nee talked about is we first need to sit with God. Well, you know, when I got saved, let's talk about God. Let's talk about God. First thing we need to eventually is sit. I had trouble sitting. I really do. I'd rather stand. Not for long periods of time as I get older, but I like to, stand. But sitting. I remember a story when I was younger. I got my first job out of college at a bank. And I was sitting down, I was an accounting clerk, and I'll tell you, talk about jobs that were not fit for you. I was not fit for that job. I mean, I was bored because they didn't give me enough work to do. I was overqualified. That sounds really bad. I was overqualified. But I was really overqualified for this job. It was like adding 2 + 2. That's about how hard it was. So the one day I went in there and my back started hurting. And she said, can I go home? I got a backache. I really felt guilty, but I went home. And then somebody looked at me when I got my house, and some of you don't remember this, some of you older people might remember. I was really dumb, and they looked at me. I had platform shoes on. How many of you know what platform shoes are? I mean, they're like these soles like that high, and they're not good for sitting and wearing an office chair. So my back hurt, immediately got rid of the platform shoes, the back pain went away. But I was out of alignment. My body was out of alignment. Are we in a line with God today? As we look at Ephesians, we're going to talk about, are we in alignment with God? Well, first, before I start walking, I better sit and know him. We're going to talk about in him. I'm going to talk about some scriptures that talk about in him. And one thing that was always confusing to me until I really started studying the scripture, and I heard someone talk about this, I thought, what are you talking about? I always thought about Christ is in me, the Holy Spirit. But then the scripture starts talking about in him, in him, in him. Well, I can't be in him, can I? I can't be in him. But yet it's talking about abiding in him. Abiding is resting in him, being part of the vine, be part of the vine, part of the branches. And we are part of that, abiding in him. Scriptures that talk about being in him. For me really to grow, I must identify myself. In him, Scripture, John 1:4, in him was life. Wow, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for you're also his offspring. But again, in him we live, we move. In him there's prosperity. And I also like to challenge you, if we are not in him, we're outside of him. Now think about that. We're either in him or we're outside of him. Challenging myself, am I in him? 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promise of God in him are yea, and him amen, unto the glory of God by us. You know, again, that's old English, one might say, but I like it this way. For all the promise of God in him are yea. Can we all say yea? Yea. And in him, amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, so all the promises are yea and amen. So it's good stuff unto the glory of God by us. 1 John 4:13, hereby know that we dwell in him and he in us. That's what the scripture says. He dwells in us. And you know, we dwell in him and he is in us because he has given us his spirit. And 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who being for us wisdom of God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And Ephesians 2, 4, and 6, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By Christ you've been saved. And raised up together and made us sit together in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. First thing I like to talk about is we need to sit. I need to sit and know who God is. I need to identify who I am in Christ. Then we go on to the scriptures, and it talks about walking with him. And I don't know if you ever saw the show Voice. I actually don't watch it, but I was watching Life Today with James Robinson, and a speaker was on, Anthony Evans. He was on the second year of The Voice. Somebody ever watched The Voice? Some of you might. I don't watch it, but I'm not music inclined, so I love music, but I'm not music inclined. But as he was growing up, he's a strong Christian, but he grew up in church, but he didn't really expand much besides church. His mom said, you are not salt of the shaker, but you are to be salt of the earth. You are not to be salt of the shaker, but you are to be salt of the earth. I like that a lot because what it means is, walk with God and be alive. You know, once we sit down with God, once we know God, once we're aligned, let's walk with him. Let's talk with him. Let's communicate with him. Let's have a relationship with him. It's all about relationship. You know, I can sit with him, I can know him, but I also need to have this. I need to walk with him. And there are benefits when you walk with him. I'd like to give a story that happened to me a couple times. I've done several trips on this. I was with the Billy Graham Disaster Response Team. And most of you probably ever heard of Billy Graham, I'm sure. What they do is they go in disasters, and I was a chaplain. I represented the ministry there, the chaplains. We follow Samaritan's Purse. And I was at several places. Lately, I was at Hurricane Harvey last year. But I want to tell you one story I want to give you. I was at Baton Rouge about 2 years ago, and just tell you a quick story what happened at Baton Rouge, how when some people walk, good things happen. There was a set of chaplains that were there, and they just got in the first day. They were in the trailer, and all of a sudden they heard tires screeching, and all of a sudden they heard a loud thump, and they went out of the trailer, and they looked over, and here a car was into a tree, and they went over quickly as they could, and they saw there was a young girl in there, and the music was blaring loud, and they went and talked to this girl, and they asked to try to help and minister. They called 911. They asked her name and a bunch of other things, and she said, the music's so loud, and that person was kept talking, and the music was so loud, and they were baffled because she said when she had the accident, she never even had the radio on. The radio was never on. But after the accident, the radio came on. The first thing she did was hear talking, and then she heard the music, and She was baffled by it. And the chaplain went with her to the hospital, and they prayed for her. I said, can we pray for you? And the grandma came in, they prayed for her. And she said, but the music and that person talking was so calm and so wonderful. And she, they talked to her, and she was not a Christian. She wasn't saved, but this message really bothered her. It turned out that I don't know how it ever got on the radio, because it was YouTube by Toby Mac song, and it talks about a city on its knees, and the first talkie was by Billy Graham. She heard Billy Graham preaching, and she just was ministered to. She never listened to Christian music wherever, but because of that accident, something happened. Christian speaker comes on talking about the gospel. She heard Christian music, and eventually, as the long story progresses, she found Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Accidents happen, but miracles happen. When people walk with the Lord, they minister. Now, that couple, that chaplain couple, they're awesome, but the grandma was praying for years for that young girl to accept Christ. They thought she had a broken leg because of the accident. No break. It turns out when they checked the car, it hit a tree, there was only just a little bit of a dent in the car. God is good. But there were people praying, people witnessing. And I'm challenged us today to walk with him. Great things are going to happen. Ephesians 4:1, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called. You have been called. You know, I talk about I was a chaplain with the Billy Graham ministry, and I enjoy doing that. But to be honest with you, I was one of the only pastors. The people that were doing that were mostly non-pastors, people that just loved the Lord, could relate to people, had a heart for people, and just shared. During that week when we were in Hurricane Harvey, our group saw 100 people come to the Lord. It was amazing. And I've seen a few of those, just, it was amazing. But when we walk, people will respond. Ephesians 5:8-10, for one time, you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found all that is good and right and true. Try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Ephesians 5:15-16, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Make the most of your time. You know, if I had to do one thing over in my life, all over again, how many like to do something over different in their life? How many, raise your hand. How many like wish you could have done something different somewhere? Now, I mean, I love my life, but I would have done something different. I'm not upset my career path, but I wish I would have had more devotion back when I was younger. I wish I had as much zeal as I have today. I probably have more zeal for the Lord today than even when I was a minister. Does that make any sense? But I just draw closer to the Lord now than I probably ever did before. Maybe it's I'm taking time now. I'm not sure. But I challenge us to know the Lord and to walk with him. It's good stuff. But making the most of your time, how much wasted time did I have? How much wasted time? 2 Corinthians 2:14-17 also talks about how I need to live. Not only you how to live, me how to live. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. When I walk, when I talk, do I give off the aroma of Christ? For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. I'm to be the fragrance of Christ not only inside the church. I'm to be the fragrance of Christ outside the church with Christians. Talking to people that aren't Christians. I am to be the fragrance of Christ. For we are the aroma of death leading to death, and the other realm of life leading life, and who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God, but sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. The challenge today is I sit with him, but I need to walk with him. I can't earn my salvation, but I can sit with him, and if I love him, I'm going to walk the walk. Ephesians is a fabulous book because it talks how to sit with him, how to identify with him, and then it goes and talks about how to really walk with him. But then Ephesians 6 talks about standing. Because Ephesians 6 talks about the armor of God. Every one of you has been attacked one time or another. Ephesians 6, it talks about this. Starting in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Again, before I go any further, there is evil. There is a devil. It says it right in the word. We're not making it up. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts and wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God that you may stand in the evil day, and having it all, to stand. So it's asking me to stand. I told this story in the first service today. Yesterday, I was meeting with a couple who were going through struggles. So I had no idea who this, I knew the name. I visited them one time before. I even forgot what they even looked like. So I went to their house yesterday. Wonderful couple. They're going through some tough times. And it's just kind of like, where are you in relationship with the Lord? Well, we pray in the morning. We pray at night. We pray for our children. But life's hard. And they were telling me about the jobs they do, and they really, really work hard. The woman works two jobs. The husband works. And they don't even see each other in the week because they're so busy. And I asked, what's going on? What's frustrating? What frustrates you? What's going on? Well, they feel like they're getting attacked. And one reason they're getting attacked is they have good jobs. But there's someone basically stealing from them. There's someone that's causing a hardship on their family because of a contract, and it's causing total chaos. They work and work, and basically all their money gets handed out because of a poorly written contract, etc. They're basically being done in by evil. And I gotta admit, I'm angry because of evil. Not at that person necessarily. I was really angry at the person too that's doing this to them. I don't know the person's name who is doing it. But the person that would do something like that to a nice young couple, how they can try to destroy a family, take advantage of them, rip them off. You might know someone like that who takes advantage of people, who seeks and destroys. But the family, and all there, as much as I was angry, I look back and I got to say more and more, but they said, we're not necessarily angry with him. We pray that their heart gets softened. May their heart get softened. May realize what they're doing wrong. So we can be helped. But the thing of it is, because of evil, evil has caused problems in their marriage as well. Evil isn't isolated, is it? It's not isolated. Evil causes disruption. It creates havoc. So today, I'm mad at the evil one. Not that guy that's causing trouble. I'm mad at the evil one. The evil one has caused disruption. The evil one causes heroin overdoses. The evil one causes disruption in families. The evil one causes friction between brothers and sisters. The evil one causes disruption in the families. We need to get mad at that, and just pray. What do we need today for tools? I like to say, first of all, how do we beat this? Well, first of all, we got to realize that we got to stand. If I sit and know God, if I walk with God, but when I get attacked, if I run and hide, if I lose my faith, where am I? I need to align myself with God through prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to walk with him, but I also need to know that I read the end of the book. Jesus won. He went on the cross. He won. Amen?
Amen.
He won. So we are conquerors. The scripture I'd like to share with you is from Romans 8, 35 to 39. This is great stuff. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, or nakedness, danger, or sword. It's written, for your sake we face death all day long. We consider sheep to be slaughtered. Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. We are conquerors. For I am convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, not anything else in all creation shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have won the battle. Can we accept victory and be victorious? We won. Why give up what you already won? We have won. I'd like to read the words to a song by Kim Walker Smith. It's called On My Side. That's a person I heard in concert the other night, and this song just, it gave me goosebumps, but it made me think about and remembering God is on my side. The words go like this. In the front lines, you fight for me. Your kindness is my shield. When the armies rise and I'm scared, my heart you will defend. You are on my side. You go before me. You stand behind me. You tell my fear to run, always and forever. I am loved. You are on my side. In the tragedy, you grieve with me. You comfort is my song. In my wandering, you're still rescuing. You will never, never give up. You're on my side. You go before me. You stand behind. You tell my fear to run, always and forever. I am loved. You are on my side. You are my side. You are my side. When I couldn't feel, when I couldn't see, when the pain was real, you were on my side. When you saved me from my heart of stone, you woke these bones, you were on my side. Nothing on this earth could ever separate me from your love. You were on my side. You go before me. You stand behind. You tell my fear to run always and forever. I am loved. You're on my side. You go before me. You stand behind. You tell my fear to run always and forever. I am loved. You are on my side. God will never leave us. So the challenge I leave with you today is take the book of Ephesians, really read the heart of that. Read the scriptures where it says we need to sit with him. Read the scripture which talks about an identity, how we can identify with who Jesus is as Lord and Savior, that I am in him and he is in me. Read the scriptures on how to walk with him, where it talks about how to raise our children, how to have marriages that work, how to really live and walk our life. And then the last chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God, because no matter what, we will be attacked because the enemy doesn't want us to win. We already have won. Claim it. We've already won. We are more than conquerors. Accept him, believe in him, and don't give up. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We thank you for the God that you are. Lord, may I take the time, may we each say to ourselves, man, we take the time to align ourselves with him and sit with him. May we take the time to walk with you, Lord. Walk with you. Build a relationship with you. And then as we get deeper into a great relationship, understand Satan does not like that. Not at all. He's a jealous demon, just devil. But we claim the truth that, Lord, you love us. You are around us. You are above us, below us, aside of us, in front of us, and behind us. You never leave us. You're always by our side. So we thank you and praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen. May we sing the closing song, which is Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
we do the benediction, I also like to just have a short word of prayer for your pastor, because I was a pastor 14 and a half years, and I know pastors always appreciate prayer. So keep your pastor in prayer, and I'll pray for him as well at this time, and then the benediction. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the pastor, Pastor Matt. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his enthusiasm. Thank you for his family. And Lord Jesus, as a congregation, we just pray they continually support him in many, many different ways, and more through their prayers than anything else. May they just keep him uplifted in prayer. You're an awesome God, and we just thank you and praise you. Again, give that protection for the family, as well as that vacation, and when they're here as well, just keep that, keep them protected and keep them in prayer, a blanket of prayer upon them. In Jesus' name we pray, and now may we go in that peace and comfort, Lord, and know that you are God, a God of love, peace, and may we identify with you through sitting with you, walking with you, and standing always on your name of truth. In Jesus' name, amen.